Beep, 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 beep. All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bruce?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is a consent agenda. Any questions or comments?
I'm just looking to be a troublemaker tonight.
Mayor?
Yes.
The staff would request that Resolution R30, 2022, be excluded from the agenda.
Oh, correct.
We will be bringing it back a later date.
Yes, so okay. Item D.
Strike D, okay.
Is being pulled for attorney review.
Okay. I would move we remove item 4D for attorney review and otherwise approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us right to public hearing. Resolution number R18, 2022, updating the CUNA City Clerk's fee schedule. Chris Ingalls.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. In your packet, you will see the updated City Clerk's fee schedule. We haven't updated in quite some time. We've properly published the notice for public hearing. We've included a clean copy in there for your review, as well as I believe there is a red line copy in there. Some of the fees have gone up, but we did find some that went down, but we did a cost study analysis on all the fees based on the amount of time it takes to process those applications. And I stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Chris. All right, this is a public hearing. Did any of you wish to testify in the matter? No? Okay. So seeing no one that has signed up to testify and no one is wanting to, question is rightfully before council for discussion. I can't say a lot of time and consideration has gone into this, and they've actually kind of wheeled around on this for several years now, and I think they've got something that's going to work pretty well. So,
I don't have anything. No?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Okay, then. If nobody has any other questions, I guess I would move we close the public hearing. Second that.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing and proceed to deliberation. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries.
Then I would move we approve Resolution R18, 2022.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Resolution R18-2022. Is any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That takes us to consideration to approve Ordinance 2022-16. An ordinance of the City Council of CUNA, Idaho, amending subsection amending subsection C of section 3, chapter 7, title 10, CUNA City Code, i.e. 10-3-7C, by deleting language that creates different license categories for spayed and neutered dogs, and directing the city clerk and providing an effective date.
Pretty straightforward. I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-16.
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2022-16. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I would move we approve ordinance 2022-16.
Second.
Made and seconded to approve the ordinance. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Aye.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries.
I would move we approve summary publication of 2022-16.
Do we need that on this one?
Okay. I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve a summary publication. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. And that is the extent of what we had on the agenda for tonight. Anybody have anything they wanted to mention or announcements?
No, sir.
Nope. Yes, we're. I got a question. Yes, go ahead.
Chief, have you noticed a large increase in crashes? They're here. I'm saying that. This is the reason I ask. They had a news report that we had over 43,000 crashes in the U.S., and it's the highest in 23 years. I'm glad you got your motorcycle guys coming.
Councilman Larraway, Mike Fertusco, Chief of Police, City of CUNA, 1450 West Boise Street. That's a great question. In fact, I was just speaking with the mayor and the rest of the directors this morning. I had some monthly stats put out by our crime and analytics unit. Our car crashes, I think, for the month of April, I don't have them on me, but I believe they were around 36 for the month of April, around the same for March and February. So if I looked at the trends, about 6 years or 6 months ago when we were looking at possibly getting the motors. In the last 5 years, our car crashes for the years have doubled. So CUNA's car crashes have gone up significantly. We're nowhere close to Eagle, but we are having quite a few more crashes. So the traffic guys will help.
And a follow-up question, are most of the crashes due to speed, following too close? Is there a certain trend?
I don't think most of them are speed related. I think most of them are due to inattention. So turning without, you know, the entering in a roadway without looking before you're turning, that's causing a lot of crashes, rear enders. The high speed crashes we're having tend to be around Deer Flat and Meridian Road. We do have a few right there. But as far as our crashes are concerned, we're not having a lot of major injury crashes still. So we are out South County, so we still have those out there on those roadways. But they're going to increase with population. They're going to increase with the traffic patterns changing and
density.
So I believe the motor units are going to help, and I believe once we get them up and running, we're going to see hopefully a lot of our traffic start to go down, our crashes, because they will be making a lot more contacts.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief.
Anything further?
Nope.
Staff is all hard at work on all kinds of different things, and everybody's been busy. And there's going to be a lot of fun stuff happening this summer that everybody's been working on, so rodeo and a lot of stuff with the K2 Market and some different things. I think art, what do they call it? It's Art Attack is this weekend, so... go down and see some local artists and what they do. Should be good. I think there's a lot of good things that are going to come around this summer. There'll be lots of fun. So.
The last 2 days, we have some radio on.
Well, good. Getting some free plugs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I have. And so kind of record time, I think. So meeting is adjourned. Thank you.